The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
A neuropsychologist, his name is Rick Hansen, who worked extensively with the Dalai Lama, measuring monks' brains as they meditated, and he came up with some, I think, wonderful ideas. One of his ideas is that we are hardwired to feel fear and to fight. We're genetically coded to have these negative emotions, and all of the ramifications of, you know, those emotions like jealousy and comparative thinking and rage, revenge, greed, and so forth. And this has been going on since humanity has been going on. I mean, this has been going on. Buddha was talking about this 2,560-some years ago. It's all over the Bible, all of this trouble that we feel. So it's our natural condition to be disturbed, to be agitated. So when you feel agitated, when you have these buzzing, compulsive, negative thoughts, you're not alone. And it's not your fault. It's just the way we're wired. So one response might be to this in ourselves, when we notice this in ourselves, is to have compassion for ourselves. Not to blame ourselves, not to feel guilty, not to judge ourselves, but to have compassion. And it would seem that a proper response when we notice this in other people is, well, they're just human beings. They're just stuck with this wiring, and it's too bad. It makes them unhappy. It makes them suffer. And a response to them, rather than feeling threatened, another response could be to have compassion for them. His antidote, Rick Hansen's, to this situation, and the antidote that is all through Buddhist literature, is to recognize positive emotions and to reinforce positive emotions, to rewire our brain. So, recently I was very ill. I had an operation, and I was having a very horrible recovery, sick, nauseous, pain. And the nausea and the pain were amplifying each other. And after 4 days of this, on the fifth day, there was relief. Great relief. And I could feel all the dark clouds were rising, and I started to feel such happiness. Almost more, it was tangible joy, happiness at this relief, at this lifting. And my wife made soft-boiled eggs for me with salt and pepper, and it tasted like some Michelin-starred French cuisine. It was just absolutely, but more than that was the relief from the lifting of this suffering. And actually that morning, coincidentally, I read out of a simile for hindrances and jhanas in the greatest, the greater discourse of Asapura. This is a simile for the how you feel when you have given up, the relief you feel, the joy you feel when you give up ill will. This is the there are similes for giving up of greed, there are similes for giving up of sloth, similes for giving up of doubt. By the way, doubt is characterized by doubting positive emotions, and it's a hindrance. So we're told don't doubt your positive emotions. Don't doubt your positive feelings. We have a tendency to do that. We have a tendency to discount them. We have a tendency to judge them in some way, but that's a hindrance. So that's good news, I think. So this was the one about ill will. Or suppose a person were afflicted, suffering, and gravely ill. Me. Food would not be agreeable, absolutely, and one's body had no strength, but later one would recover from the affliction, and one's food would agree with him, and one's body would regain strength. Then on considering this, one would be glad and full of joy. So I reflected on this, and I thought, wow, you know, this wonderful feeling is the feeling that is described here as a simile to the feeling that one feels when one gives up, when one does not have ill will. Ill will, ill, sick. It's right there in the words. So we can notice these positive feelings. We can notice this happiness. We can notice the happiness of being virtuous. Virtue actually is a condition for happiness. It's a primary condition. The happiness of the impulse to tell the truth. We pass that up. We don't notice that. But it's a beautiful feeling, the impulse to tell the truth, the impulse to be kind to others, to not harm others, that impulse, the impulse to help someone, the gratitude I feel from being helped. It happens all day long, beautiful things happen. Our lives are full of lovely experiences. You might have one at lunch today with someone. Someone might hear you. What a wonderful feeling it is to be heard. Or you might hear someone else, and what a feeling it is to have that kind of interchange with someone. Oh, thanks. What a wonderful feeling it is to be helped. So Rick Hansen's kind of program is take it in. And the program of our meditation practice is to take this in. So I was talking to a teacher, and she said she had a generous impulse. She had a generous impulse, and she had the wisdom to actually just like sit and feel that generous impulse for 16 seconds. So we have and he's saying, you know, he's talking to conventional folks, not meditators. He's talking to, you know, on TV and so forth. And he's telling them, you know, notice in our, and this is great advice for us to notice in our everyday lives when nice things happen and take them in and fill ourselves with them and let them change our brain. So instead of feeling what we focus on is being left out, being unloved, being unappreciated, sound familiar? To focus on when we are not left out, when we are included, because that happens all the time. When we're appreciated, happens all the time. When we're loved, when we're just liked, happens all the time. Take that in. Take that to bed with you, not the one or two or three negative things that happen to you, which is that's our tendency. That's what we take to bed with us. And we're super fortunate because we meditate. So we just sit down and we go inside and we can shine a big spotlight on these feelings. So maybe you feel you don't have access to that. There's too much disturbance going on. There's too much other stuff going on. But relax. Maybe that's going on, but maybe there's something else going on that's more subtle, on a more subtle plane than that. Maybe there's, in this big Buddha body, maybe there's some places of peace that you can access. Maybe there's some happiness that you can sense. Maybe there's some contentment, or maybe there's even some joy. This is our wiring too. And just like, very similar to Rick Hansen, we are told to, when we sense these positive emotions, when we sense this pleasure of the positive emotions, that we should steep ourselves in that pleasure, fill ourselves with that pleasure, let that pleasure of the positive feeling pervade our body. Let ourselves be, allow that to take us over, to absorb ourselves in it. And if not quite that far, that might be too much to ask, just feel it. Just appreciate it. So we say, enjoy our practice. There's a lot to enjoy, you know? And this is practice. This is practice of recognizing the happiness, the goodness in our lives, feeling it long enough so that we can take it in and that we can rewire our brains so that this becomes our default. And don't be discouraged. You know, we'll go back and forth and back and forth, but this is our practice. And I think you might have noticed, if you've been meditating for a while, how resilient we are, because we built this base. We built this big Buddha body of peace that's here. We've dwelt in this. And, you know, we get down. We pop back up much more quickly. So I encourage you to enjoy your practice. Thank you.